everyone. I hope everyone has had a happy new year, or at the very least, the first 9 days of it. I'm recording this on my birthday. It's my 32nd, and normally I'd do my season premiere, but unfortunately I ran out of time and... Well, the podcast I'm working on is a bit more special to me, especially because it's an old recording that I really need to go through to edit, and it's taking me a bit longer than I thought, especially because it's an old file from like a decade ago, and I was expecting it to be shorter, and unfortunately, by the time I finally got around to cutting out a few things, I just ran out of time and I couldn't do the rest of the show. Well, except for one thing. Hopefully next week we'll have the season premiere of the Pop Culture Shuffle, in which I have an interview I did nearly a decade ago with the recently retired TV anchor. In the meantime, let's go over to my answering machine.
Hi, I'm Joe Garcia. If you're listening to this recording, then clearly I have been unable to produce an episode of the Pop Culture Shuffle this week due to either a school/work commitment, B, a personal situation, or C, a combination of both. I hope to be back doing the podcast by next week. Otherwise, you will probably hear this recording again. For now, enjoy this completed segment.
Continuing my annual tradition of highlighting something I like on my birthday, I wanted to highlight a very British film set in a very peaceful place and the one person who comes and changes everything. Of course, the film I'm proudly referring to is Hot Fuzz. The 2007 film, directed by Edgar Wright, centers around Nicholas Angel, played by Simon Pegg, a London police officer who is the best around, much to the annoyance of his fellow officers. This ultimately leads to his reassignment to the small country town of Sandford, a place that rarely has any major crimes. If ever. To make matters worse, his new partner Danny, played by Nick Frost, is a huge action film fan and also happens to be the son of his new boss, Frank Butterman, played by Jim Broadbent. However, as time goes on, Nicholas starts to notice a pattern of deaths, especially by how those around him shrug them off as mere accidents. This ultimately leads him to discover the small town's massive secret. I remember stumbling onto this film in a way that no longer exists. Renting it at a Blockbuster. I can't recall what year it was, but I saw the DVD cover, which consisted of Peg and Frost holding a lot of guns and walking away from an explosion. The title made no sense to me, but I was still curious enough to rent it. I put on the film and I loved every single moment of it. Up until that point, the only British films I could recall seeing were the Harry Potter films. In addition, I was vaguely aware of Wright's first film, Shaun of the Dead, which I admittedly hated at the time, but eventually grew to like it. By contrast, I was well aware of the buddy cop genre. Now I know that a lot of people hate that trope, especially because it's about two people who can't stand each other have to work together. It might find it cliche and annoying, but I believe it gives the story unnecessary conflict. After all, if a story was about two cops who had no conflicts, it would make for a very short film. What I found interesting about Hot Fuzz was the editing and main characters. It is very fast-paced, with non-stop jokes. Just as one ends, another comes up, and so on and so forth. It continues throughout the whole film, in what is clearly a love letter to said buddy cop films. This is especially reinforced by Danny's obsession with the action genre, such as when he shows Bad Boys 2 to Angel. It even plays a huge role in the story. Danny sees Angel as the kind of cool cop guy he looks up to, while at the same time having the form of innocence which contrasts with the rest of the town. Angel, on the other hand, is a stick in the mud who wants nothing to do with him and only get results, something he is impeded by the supposed peacefulness of Sandford. The comedy works out really well, which is surprising to me due to my lack of interest in British humor. I brought up before my preference for the American remake of Ghosts over the original UK version, but I will say I do find some British humor to be very funny, such as Monty Python, The Windsors, and Splitting Image. It's very hit and miss, but I will be the first to admit that American humor is similarly not perfect. When it comes to this film, there were a lot of good jokes, some of which are massive spoilers. One of my favorite jokes is a massive spoiler, so all I will say about it is that it involves the greater good.
The greater good.
Now, one that I will gladly spoil is from the first few minutes, where it is revealed that Angel was once stabbed by Santa Claus, hilariously playing a cameo by Lord of the Rings director Peter Jackson. It's a moment that comes right the hell out of nowhere, even when you're told what happened, and just the idea that Peter Jackson was cast as Santa Claus is just insane. Another thing that works for this film? The acting. This serves my introduction to several UK stars, such as Peg, Frost, Jim Broadbent, and even Timothy Dalton, long before I began binge-watching the 007 films, including his couple of films. The somewhat decent The Living Daylights and mostly forgettable License to Kill. With the exception of Frost, everyone acts in the film as if it were a cliche action drama, with a lot of the humor coming off as unintentional. Frost, on the other hand, plays Danny like a clueless idiot, although he does give the character a backbone by the third act. I think the reason why I find Hot Fuzz to be so funny is how it sets a cliche-ridden American buddy cop action film into a very British and rural setting, which somehow works. It has all the inclinations of possibly being terrible, yet it's not! It's like one of those cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies about someone from a big city moving to a small town, only with 100% more carnage, swearing, and violence. Oh yeah, did I forget to mention this film is rated R? Around a decade ago, I bought the film on Blu-ray. Without giving a lot away, especially for the climax, I'll just say that this is a great film to watch with surround speakers. As you can clearly tell, I love Hot Fuzz so much that I don't want to ruin the film for anyone who has not seen it. If you're a fan of cheesy action films, or just want to watch something British that has nothing to do with wizards or broomsticks, I highly recommend checking this out. You will not regret it. Hot Fuzz is rated R and available to own on 4K, Blu-ray, DVD, and digital.
Thank you for listening to this segment. If everything works out, the Pop Culture Shuffle will return next week. If you want to find out when the next episode comes out, remember to follow or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite stream provider. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Joel Garcia 9. Until next time, thank you for listening.